Truth News Network. He takes care of business every day. A showdown with the truth. Conservative thought, not just talk. TNN, the Truth News Network. Dan Newman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Truth News Network. Yesterday, I got into a bit of a tiff with a doctor. This doctor questioned me about something that was in one of our reports, saying it was just my opinion. And I said, of course it was my opinion. But I said, look at the end of that. I stated in what I wrote that it was my opinion. That's what we do here at Truth News Network. Sometimes we give our opinions. But when we do, each and every time we give that opinion, we tell you, this is our opinion. The rest of the time, you get facts, only facts that are vetted and proven by our research. That's what we do here. That's why we call it Truth News Network. Now, let's get right down to business today. Got a question for you. How can Democrat opponents beat Donald Trump on real issues? That's a big question that a lot of folks are struggling with right now. I can just imagine what a campaign management team meeting must look and sound like today. They must center around one unifying necessity which focuses on just one thing. What wrongdoing can we accuse Trump for that will unite voters to all choose us? Bernie Sanders has a history of campaigning just like that. He does a pretty good job, too. But his attacks against Mr. Trump are easy. After all, Trump's a capitalist. To Bernie and all the Bernie bros, capitalism is evil and must be eradicated and replaced with socialism. All of his policy proposals begin with one cornerstone. Of course, that is socialism. He calls it Democrat socialism, but there is no such thing. Socialism is socialism, period. Joe Biden, on the other hand, has a history in the presidency. No, not his own, but being a part of Obama's 8 years at the top. Biden has seen a lot of good and a lot of bad in governing and campaigning at that level. He's forced to be careful in his attacks against President Trump regarding economics. Why is that? Well, because in his 8 years, Biden and Obama promised Americans all the economic benefits they failed to implement, but Trump has implemented in just 3 years. No matter how loudly Obama and Biden cry that the Trump economy is simply a continuation of their economy, it doesn't work, folks. It did at first. While the Trump presidency was young, it was easy to state those claims, which were believed by many Americans at the time. But as time has rolled on, those economic changes have shown to be the direct results of Trump lowering taxes, slashing government regulations, implementing the repatriation of hundreds of billions of corporate profits kept offshore during Obama's presidency, creating a business environment that has attracted American companies who left previously while Obama was in the White House to return, expand, and hire more people. More and more people see the truth every day. So what arrows can Biden and Sanders put in their quivers that might successfully entice voters to turn their way and away from Mr. Trump? There really aren't very many. And before one gets to face Trump one-on-one, they must go through the other. Here's how one pundit put the Democrat plan in place regarding Bernie Sanders versus Joe Biden.
You wrote today about the Sanders campaign strategy versus the Biden campaign strategy. What are the essentials of each one?
So there's a key difference between them, which is simply that Bernie Sanders has been running to lead a political revolution, a revolution that changes the nature of politics and in particular changes the nature of the Democratic Party itself. He runs against the Democratic Party establishment towards a new, more social Democratic Party, socialist Democratic Party. Joe Biden wants to lead the Democratic Party as it exists right now, and that has turned at this point into an advantage for him. One of the really key things that happened over the past week or two in the primary, after Iowa and New Hampshire, Sanders really was in the lead. You looked at the polling, you looked at the betting markets, but it was really interesting what didn't happen. There were no big endorsements. You didn't see establishment figures, even liberal ones like Sherrod Brown or Tammy Baldwin, coming around his campaign. And then after South Carolina, when Biden got that big Jim Clyburn endorsement that helped catapult him to a huge win there. And then he got the Amy Klobuchar endorsement, Pete Buttigieg, Harry Reid, Beto O'Rourke. You began seeing that party decides dynamic. And that really comes from Joe Biden doing that inside work inside the Democratic Party to try to lead it and sort of tell tell the other players within it that he's going to be somebody they can count on. And as Democrats, who are the ones who primarily vote in Democratic primaries, looked at the people they trusted, that signal ended up being really important to them. So the argument I make in this piece is that if Bernie Sanders wants to become the leader of the Democratic Party, he's got to actually try harder to lead the Democratic Party, not just take it over.
Trying to take over the Democratic Party. I just have to imagine that they'd be a lot of stiff opposition in doing that against the people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. There's a lot of power in the Democrat Party. Well, maybe that'll work. Who knows? Who knows if that's what Bernie is going to try to do? And then there's Joe, who wants to maintain the status quo in the Democratic Party. But looking across the other way, what's the base about? The base. For 3 years now, we've heard Democrats demean Trump supporters for blindly ignoring all the ills of Donald Trump, most of them personal. But they all use a basic allegation to undergird everything said about Mr. Trump and his followers. They all are evil. I bet you that Hillary Clinton still to this day regrets ever creating her infamous basket of deplorables in which she keeps half of all Donald Trump supporters. But that's the way Democrats roll. Why any politician would in one speech destroy the possible support of half the electorate is beyond me. But Hillary doing that with no thought of any possible backlash is the crux of all leftist campaign methods. For two decades, the common thread of Democrats' political thinking has been to lump everyone into a particular group. It's called identity politics. At some point during the Clinton years in the White House, Democrat Party leadership developed that political philosophy. I guess they felt it easier than to just round up those they must attack during each election cycle, put them in one basket, and just aim their weapons at the basket and nowhere else. It's like using a shotgun instead of a rifle. The shotgun shell contains hundreds of little bitty BBs that scatter in one specific large area. That would be the basket. Well, if they used a rifle shell contains a single projectile that can hit only one specific spot or target, and that wouldn't work for attempts to get the entire basket with just one shot. A shotgun and a shotgun shell would do that. In their basket, they include educated white suburban Americans, blue-collar factory workers, some with advanced education, union members, farmers, Asians, African Americans, immigrants, both legal and illegal, and all those Americans who struggle financially. That includes all on government assistance. Doing so makes the job of speaking directly to their probable voters really simple. It has worked well for them for a quarter of a century. It ended in 2016. I wonder why. 2016 was the year that they discovered it's impossible to round up all the Trump supporters like they have Democrat voters in the past. There isn't a basket large enough to hold so many. So what the Democrat Party has determined to be the center of their party platform for 2020 is anything bad about Donald Trump. And they feel so far, at least, they need nothing more than that. To that end, they tried emoluments clause violations, obstruction of justice, collusion with Russia, obstruction of Congress, and abuse of power. The total of all these investigations and the subsequent impeachment trial of Donald Trump soaked the nation for 3 years, and it sucked the nation dry of $75 million or so when you add them all together. It cost the American public an unbelievable amount of legislative time and attention. Congress came to a virtual halt in taking up and taking action on meaningful legislation. That's what they're supposed to do every day. But they did nothing. Democrats did nothing but continued fruitless attempts with that shotgun to kill the Trump support of those deplorables in Hillary's basket. Each of their shots has proven to be unsuccessful. In fact, all they collectively have achieved was to see more and more Democrats leave their party and go elsewhere with their votes. Many of them, to the chagrin of Democrats, have walked across to the Republican Party. Needless to say, watching these mass defections has put the DNC and other Democrat leaders in a frenzy to find something, find anything at all, they can use to disenfranchise the Trump base. And so far, they're coming up empty. So what's the Democrat base? And who's in it? That and some more amazing information you want to sit tight and hear. That's up next. The Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a 1/4 pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes. And others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
As much a part of your day as pants. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Yeah, you bet. Every morning I put my pants on. I'm sure you do yours too. Oh my goodness, where does Pete get those? Well, welcome back to Truth News Network. We talked about the base of the Republican Party. How about the Democrat base? Here's something that scares Democrat leaders even more than Donald Trump. Their base is dwindling in numbers. Many middle-class Americans have watched from the sidelines as the Trump changes have resulted in new jobs, dramatically lower unemployment, companies rushing back to the U.S. and expanding existing facilities, hiring new people, creating new corporate divisions and headquarters, and handing out some significant bonuses along with salary and benefit increases. For a middle-class American family in today's economy, it's pretty hard to pass on those good opportunities while hating the person and political party that made them all possible, Donald Trump and the Republican Party. What have Democrat leaders offered to their base? Higher taxes on American taxpayers, as well as crippling tax increases on wealth and on job creators. They want to reassess crippling taxes on corporations that Donald Trump reduced dramatically, increase corporate regulations again, formalize open borders, and institute socialized medicine they continually promote as a positive for all of us. But it really, really is an economic death warrant. In other words, Democrats are offering members of their loyal base 4 more years without economic growth, much higher taxes, and fewer jobs. As smart and forward-thinking as are Democrats, I've been shocked to see the lack of political creativity among the Democrat candidates for president. The lone issues most have embraced are a single-payer health care program, call it Medicare for All if you like, free college tuition. Those two would necessitate immediate, drastic, increased government revenue to pay the bill for all the freebies. And that money? Well, it comes from increased taxes on corporations and the wealthiest of Americans. Bernie Sanders put it this way.
You said in December that the only taxes you would raise on the middle class if you became president would be to fund your paid leave plan. But when you've released single-payer health care plans in the past or advocated for them, they did include taxes that would hit the middle class, not because you wanted to, but because they were necessary to pay for it.
Well, if you consider a Medicare premium as a tax, you know, that's true. Health care is expensive. But what we are doing, and this is a point, and it bothers me a little bit, Republicans often make this attack, and I'm hearing too much of it from the Clinton camp. We are eliminating private health insurance premiums. You're not going to have to pay any. So yes, Medicare premiums will, in fact, be there for all people. But at the end of the day, the middle class family getting rid of all private health insurance premiums will save thousands of dollars a year in their health care costs. And I think most people will be appreciative. The other point I want to make here, Jake, is, you know, the vision that we're fighting for here is one that went back to FDR, to Harry Truman. If Hillary Clinton were to say, look, this is a tough political fight, I agree with her. I'm not saying you're going to get this done the first 2 days of my presidency, but I think we can rally the American people around two principles. Healthcare should be a right of all people. We should not be paying far more per capita than other countries on healthcare. And that's the fight I'm prepared to wage.
Bernie Sanders claims it's a fair trade. You know, taxes for free healthcare. Wow. Everybody can jump on that, right? Well, not so much everybody. We all know nothing's free. Somebody's got to pay the bill. Who pays the bill? We've all watched as under Obamacare, our health insurance premiums have skyrocketed. This happened in spite of the Obama promise that, remember this, the average family will see a drop in health insurance premiums of $2,500 a year. Instead, premiums have gone up every year and are, in most cases, double to triple the prices charged for premiums before Obamacare. And there are still millions who do not have health insurance. There's no way for Democrats to get even close in added tax revenue to the amount necessary to pay for Medicare for all. Remember, too, the Obama promise? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health insurance, you can keep your health insurance. The Democrat base saw and heard that for months about Obamacare. They cheered for its rollout and its implementation and have watched for years as healthcare professionals by the thousands are leaving healthcare practices because they can no longer make the money they made formerly. They typically require at least 10 years of medical school before starting their practices. And now the financial benefits are a pittance of their previous levels. Why would they stay in the business? So what's Democrats' solutions for all this? They still hold hope to dump Trump. No, there's not sufficient time now to convince Americans before November that Mr. Trump has committed some wrongdoing that arises to the impeachment level. Representative Adam Schiff admitted that Donald Trump will defeat the Democrat opponent who faces him in November. But Democrats will never quit. You can bet impeachment is on the table again now and will continue to be during his second term should he win November 3rd. If the Democrats hold the House, the impeachment twins, Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler, and I chuckle to call them twins, maybe Mutt and Jeff, but certainly not twins. Schiff and Nadler will, with the Intelligence Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee, launch a second and more dramatic and much more visible impeachment process against Donald Trump. You can bet it. Can they run him out of Washington? No one, certainly not me, knows for certain if he has committed any act that is sufficient to rise to the bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors that is required constitutionally. If you want to impeach a president, you got to find something wrong. But if he has, and Adam Schiff finds it, look out. He'll head to Capitol Hill with his dozens of lamestream media minions and set the world on fire with his vitriol and hatred for Donald Trump and launch Trump Impeachment Part 2. He can't wait for that opportunity. Can Democrats win the presidency? They certainly can win, but it's unlikely that they will win. Why? Well, there are two reasons that President Trump should survive all the arrows they shoot at him this year. We've seen several attempts so far. There are several they have hinted just might be the arrow they need to fire at Mr. Trump that could work, and they are diligently foraging every day for new dirt on the president. Let's face it, it's a rarity to find any D.C. politician who doesn't have some type of dirty laundry they are hiding. Is Mr. Trump one of those? With all he's gone through while still maintaining political credibility, seems to have placed him in a rare company. They hadn't found dirt sufficient to impeach him. For Democrats, that's a double whammy. First, it proves that Mr. Trump has kept his nose clean. Secondly, it shows to all Americans how Democrats are blinded by their rage and hatred for Trump, so much so that they've allowed themselves to be tricked into the belief that they need to and can get Mr. Trump if they just listen to Democrat political leaders. That may be right, but I doubt they will be right. There are far too many Americans who have personally drawn a line in the sand and dared Pelosi, Schumer, and Nadler to cross it. Those two and other Democrat leaders know that the more people see and hear Donald Trump through mass media, the more those people can relate to him and understand his multiple dilemmas just living in his life must be. So what's the gotcha that's hanging out there? Well, it's doubtful Bernie or Biden will have sufficient delegate votes in Milwaukee to win the nomination on the first ballot. The rules then state that all committed delegates after that vote are released from their political party obligations for whom they must vote. Those delegates are allowed to walk with their uncommitted delegate support. Then what happens? Well, each delegate can vote for whoever they choose, anybody else that's still in the race, but someone who may not be. Each delegate will certainly be bombarded with a huge and nonstop vote harassment by party leaders who have caucused for only two guys, Biden and Sanders. Democrats could throw their support together for either of that pair, or they could find a new presidential candidate, an alternative, and get them on the next ballot. It's at this point many think Hillary Clinton just might become entangled in the presidential election process one more time. Just think about it. She could intervene if either of these two are unable to get a majority on that first ballot. She could step in as a nominee. The question, of course, is can she successfully work to pull her base back together in just a couple of short months so that if she got the nod, she could draw sufficient support to take on Donald Trump. And then there's the uncertainty of Hillary's emotional and mental capacities. Will we see anything like this happen? Or will Joe or Bernie garner enough support to win the Democrat Party nomination? One thing is certain, though. We're a long way away from knowing who will be on that debate stage representing the Democrat Party in a one-on-one with President and then candidate Donald Trump. It's going to be a long, long ride, so buckle in, folks. Think about it. Just two short weeks ago, we thought Joe Biden was dead in the water, and the Democrat Party nomination for president was a certainty for Bernie Sanders. Things change. It's politics. So make sure you stay close. We'll be here every day this week to keep you posted on everything going on. And of course, COVID-19, the coronavirus. We're on top of what happens there. And then the stock market. Oh my gosh. We have so many things to stay on top of. That's what we do here. Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. We'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN,
the Truth News Network.